This morning on the University of South Florida's Tampa campus, city employees, USF researchers, and others gathered to discuss ideas for Tampa's future. The purpose was to identify research priorities relating to the city's draft comprehensive plan, which will be finalized later this year. Judy Jetson is the director of the USF Collaborative for Children, Families, and Communities. She told WMNF why she organized the workshop.
To form some new partnerships between staff with the City of Tampa and research faculty at USF. Our interest is in seeing how we might be able to help them through research and service learning projects implement their vision for Tampa in 2025.
Cindy Miller is Tampa's Director of Growth Management and Development Services and spoke about the risks of making plans that are not carefully executed.
With most communities, most cities, you get to the visioning, you get to the strategic plan, but you never get to the next couple steps. And maybe you get to it once, but you don't get to it ever again. The administration under Pam Iorio has a strategic plan. We have strategic initiatives. We have had every employee within the city be educated and be aware of that. I've been in a number of organizations at the federal and local level that doesn't happen. It becomes a report that sits on the shelf.
The draft of Tampa's new comprehensive plan is a 500-page document that was written after talking with thousands of people who live and work in the city, according to Terry Cullen. Cullen leads the city's planning team of the Planning Commission and said that the people of Tampa are looking for a future based on the livable communities movement.
Generally speaking, a livable city is an integrated urban system with social, economic, cultural, and ecological dimensions. These dimensions and their interconnections need to be addressed as one system. It's an international movement, as I had mentioned. It has an emphasis on diversity, activity, and human scale that seeks to reshape city environments to make them more livable for ordinary human beings.
One major way to get to a livable city is by practicing sustainability, Cullen said.
And sustainability for our purposes refers to the long-term social, economic, environmental health of a community. A sustainable city thrives without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their needs.
Things are inexpensive.
The 50 or so participants split into groups to brainstorm ideas about what research is needed to plan for Tampa's future. The 6 small group discussions focused on children and families, environmental protection, economic prosperity, neighborhoods, local leadership, and transportation. Cullen emphasized the necessity of mass transit involving rail in Tampa.
Safe multimodal transportation. We actually use the term mobility. We like that better than transportation. Number one is we have to find a different way to move people around. That's just plain and simple. The plan is advocating a rail system. No ifs, ands, or buts. It's not a question of if we're going to do it, it's a question of when we're going to do it.
It was a productive process that achieved results, according to Judy Jetson.
I think we have some very practical suggestions, for instance, for citizen education and regional issues forums, all the way to really broad issues like how can we make better use of the port as an economic asset for our community. So I think we did what we had hoped for, which is begin to put issues on the table. Now our challenge is to get back together and make them happen.
Sharon West is Manager of Housing and Community Development with the City of Tampa. She participated in the group focused on children and families.
We talked about the need to have neighborhood-based services that could be offered in different neighborhood community centers and whatnot. Because the area is transportation challenged, the idea of bringing the services to the people is an important one for particularly the families that have limited resources and in this challenging economic environment. It worked well. I think it gave us an opportunity to talk about issues that we normally don't get together and talk about, and developing an ongoing working relationship to look at solutions for those issues.
The transportation group was facilitated by Ed Merzhewski, director of the Center for Urban Transportation Research at USF.
Certainly the interaction between residential and commercial density and using that to support alternatives to single occupant travel. I mean, ultimately, I think many of us feel like the future lies in expanded public transportation service, and yet unless we can get more people to be more willing to live and work in denser areas, it makes it very difficult to do that.